Venezuela's opposition has gained control of three of the country's diplomatic properties in the United States. Representatives of opposition leader Juan Guaido say two buildings belonging to Venezuela's defense ministry in Washington and one council building in New York are now in control. They say the opposition expects to take over Venezuela's embassy in Washington in the coming days. The move follows the U.S. full backing for Guaido, aimed at political turmoil amid the political turmoil in the Latin American country. The United States and its Western allies, along with most regional states, have recognized Guaido as Venezuela's interim president. However, Russia, China, and many other countries see Nicolas Maduro as the legitimate head of state. To discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. Isaac Bejo, political commentator, who is joining us live from London right now. Thank you very much, Mr. Bejo. Now, this is an interesting turn of events, actually, allowing the opposition to take control of property that literally belongs to the government of President Nicolas Maduro, the government of Venezuela. Is that even legal, Mr. Bejo?
No. And I don't remember any time before in the history of the Americas, or perhaps even in the world, a situation like that. In times of peace, a superpower that takes control of the embassy of a developing country. I don't remember any case like that before. Second, the Guaido is not real a president in Venezuela. He doesn't run any ministry. He doesn't have a cabinet. He doesn't control the post, the electricity, any services. He doesn't control the roads. Any nothing. He doesn't produce. He doesn't collect tax. He doesn't control the frontiers, the roads, nothing. And the United States is recognizing a gentleman who has not any kind of power in his own country and who is not even popular in his own country. Every time Guaido's demonstrations are smaller and smaller. And there is no constitutional base for him to declare himself as president, because in the Venezuelan constitution there is not any single clause that says that the president of the National Assembly can replace a normal president if he is not ill or he is not sacked by the courts. And even if that's the case, in which the president of the parliament could replace the former president, he has only 1 month to call for elections. And Guaido is now 10 weeks as president, and he's not calling to any election. And he said that he would like to have a provisional government that after 1 year he can call election, but before he has to completely restructure the state. So it's completely illegal. The Guaido government is completely anti-constitutional.
Now, Mr. Bejo, one more question.
To invade his own country.
Mr. Bejo, can I ask you another question, please? It says that in the coming days they're also planning to hand over the Venezuelan embassy in Washington to the opposition. Is that possible, legally speaking?
It's not legal. And if the United States is allowed to do that, they can do the same with Russia, with China, with Iran, with Bolivia, with Cuba, with Nicaragua. They can elect a president in other country and put him as his own puppet and put his people as ambassadors. And now they can also take control of Citgo, which is a multi-billion oil company in the United States, which is part of the Venezuelan state. So it doesn't have any precedent in legal law. I think it's completely illegal what Trump is doing, and he's taking the risk of being challenged by different international court of justice and even in his own country.
Thank you very much, Mr. Isaac Biggio, political commentator, joining us live from London.